This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by June O'Donnell, and we're talking about Spring on the Farm at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm. That's this coming Saturday, 11 till 3 in the museum and farm itself in Tamworth. If you want more information anytime, it's remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. Thank you so much for joining me, June.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We've got baby animals there being born. That's the big thing that happens this spring.
That's the big thing. They are the stars of the show. We have 10 piglets, 7 kids, meaning baby goats, several lambs, many chickens, and we'll have a chance to meet and greet and learn about the different farm animals.
And we were talking a little bit before the interview about how apparently goats don't have top teeth, or what was that?
The goats are very interesting. They okay. only have teeth on the bottom.
It's so weird.
It is weird. I don't know why, but it works for them. And if you look at their pupils,
okay.
right, most mammals have circular round pupils.
Right.
Theirs are rectangular shaped.
Yeah.
So they have a larger peripheral vision.
Okay.
So they can see almost like a mother. They can almost see behind, have eyes in the back of their head.
That's just the baby goats, but you'll be learning all sorts of facts about all the
different baby animals. Yes.
Which is really cool. And you'll be able to see them.
Right.
Will they be petting and in an
yes.
interaction?
There'll be a meet and greet. We will have the Hillsdale 4-H Dairy Club, who will bring out one animal at a time and talk about the unique features about different farm animals. And it'll be an opportunity for people to pet them. And it's just fun.
That is a lot of fun. It's very educational at the same time. It's
Spring
on the Farm at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm this Saturday, 11 till 3. And you can find more information anytime by going to remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. Now, on top of the baby animals, we're also going to have some hands-on learning with crafts and various other activities.
Correct. For our younger ones, we'll be making farm animals from paper plates and other recyclable items that we have. Some older people, we're going to learn how to card wool.
Okay.
And the wool came from one of our sheep.
Okay.
And we're
that's where they've got the things with all the tiny little needles on them, and then you just kind of...
Right, because you want the fibers to go all in one direction so you
okay.
can spin it.
Okay.
So that's called carding.
And you'll be learning about that.
And you'll have a chance to do it. I dyed some of the wool with Kool-Aid, so it's bright neon colors.
Oh, okay.
So we do not have, you know, pink sheep and whatever.
Just to clarify.
Just in
case you get
there's
any
doubt. Because this is an educational program and we want to make sure.
Okay. So on top of the carding, what else do we have?
We have needle felting. You could do a little project from the wool that you card. You could do a little needle felting project. We will be having the Farm Olympics. All ages, non-competitive. You're going to run a race, but you need to do all the skills that a farmer needs to do, like put on your bonnet and your apron and stack some firewood, jump over a bale of hay, dig up some potatoes, collect the eggs. They will be wooden. Put them in a wooden spoon and run back. Milk a goat. Mm. It's a wooden goat with bottles, so no goats will be harmed in the Olympics, and it's just a real fun time.
Great family activities. The scavenger hunt, did we talk about that yet? Or
each one, if you would like, there'll be a small prize. There's pictures of things that you'll have to travel all throughout the farm to find the different things, and you don't need to be able to read because it's pictures, so it's for all ages.
For all ages, and that's the scavenger hunt. If you're just tuning in, it's Spring on the Farm at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm this Saturday, 11 till 3 in Tamworth. You can find more information anytime, remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org, but they're going to have baby animals there. There's going to be hands-on learning with crafts, and they're going to be carding wool, and there's going to be a scavenger hunt and the Farm Olympics. There's also going to be making butter.
Yes. That's another hands-on experience. And
the churning, is this the classic churning?
The classic old-fashioned churning by hand, and then we will serve the butter on some crackers.
Oh, wow. Yes. Is it ready that fast?
It takes about 20 minutes.
Okay.
For about a half a cup.
Okay.
Of cream, it takes about 20 minutes.
But because we're going to be doing this throughout the entire day, there will be
There'll
a
be
constant
two,
supply
right,
of
two
cream.
Two sessions, one at noon and
okay.
one at 2.
Okay, okay. And so that's just another activity. And then we get into some of the more colorful activities
exactly.
with the cow patty bingo.
Correct.
And this is exactly what it sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly. We have highly trained professionals on the farm who will be taking care of this. The pasture will be on a grid.
Okay.
They're painting a grid.
Okay.
And in advance, you buy a ticket with, just like bingo, you know, there's a number and a letter.
Okay.
And then Holly, our most beloved dairy cow, will be brought out to the pasture.
Yeah.
And everyone with bated breath will be waiting to see where will Holly produce.
And she's getting a big meal before, I assume.
Probably.
Is she going to be led around or is she left to wander?
Oh, it's a little enclosed pasture area.
Okay.
That's prepared ahead of time with the grid. So she will just do her thing.
She'll just do her thing.
Right.
Okay. All right.
When
so
she feels like it.
All right. Fair enough. So that's going on. There's also staying in an exhibit that's going to be called Where It's At. All about scat.
Right, where you identify the scat, you see the scat, and then you open up a door, and there's the picture of the animal.
So okay.
It's to see if you can guess by looking at the scat what kind of animal.
Have you tried that before?
Looking at it?
Yeah, trying to identify?
Yes.
Were you good at it?
No.
At least you're honest.
I'm always honest. I am now, but the first time, no.
You're right. And that's
the
point.
You can tell a bunny from a cow.
Right. Is it all cow or is it all farm animals?
Farm animals.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's spring on the farm at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm this Saturday, 11 till 3 in Tamworth. For more information, anytime, remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. They're going to have baby animals there. There's going to be hands-on learning in all sorts of different ways, plus bingo. And there's going to be food there.
Yes, we are excited to have the Purple Straw food truck from Madison. We'll be there selling a variety of smoothies made from fresh fruits and vegetables.
So it's going to be a really fun time at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm this Saturday, 11 till 3. Again, remickmuseum.org for more information. June, any final thoughts before we go?
This is our second year. Last year was a big success. It's really for people of all ages. We had elderly people. We had very young children. And it's just a great family time.
So it's Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm, Spring on the Farm this Saturday, 11 till 3, remickmuseum.org for more information. June, thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.